You know, coming into halftime was basically all we need was one play to, you know, to get us started as a team, man. And it seemed that, you know, that play seemed to spark us, and you know, all that while we never gave up on one another. We didn't say anything negative to one another. We just kept on encouraging one another. And a good football team can respond, and you know, which we did. You know, going down 17 nothing. That's a pretty big deficit. But once again, this team just show you the character on this team. It's unbelievable. You know, to be down by that many points and to have the offense go out and just stick with their game plan and running and throwing and, you know, and actually make plays. And it was very tough. But at the same time, we believed in one another, and we stepped up. And, you know, once we got going, it seemed like we just needed that one play. And once we got it, it opened up everything else from, you know, offense, special teams and defense. So sometimes it's going to be like that. You know, I hate going down, you know, 17 points. So, you know, last week going down 10 or 14, whatever it was. Don't want to do that. But at the same time, show you what type of team, you know, we have in this locker room. So great win for us. Once again, you know, we at the end of the road, and we still have room for improvement. And at times that can be good, and at times that you don't want to hear that. But you know what? It's a growing process. You know, each week we want to get better, and it'll continue this week.
What's happening in the locker room at halftime?
Went over our game plan, went over what's going on, and basically everybody just, you know, stuck together. It wasn't no hoorah. It wasn't a bunch of yelling. It wasn't none of that, you know. We just came in and said we had to play better. We had to make more plays. And like I said, we went out and, you know, one play turned into a bunch of plays for us. So there are times it happens like that. So, you know, one thing that Bill did tell us is, you know, this week is, you know, turnover ratio. You know, when we can get the ball to our offense and throughout the league, you know, if you can be in the pluses, you know, that's a positive thing for us. So we try to be create turnovers, get the ball back to our offense, because we know how explosive our offense is, what you've seen in the, you know, second half. So it wasn't never a doubt in our mind, especially my mind, that, you know, we was going to pull this game out. But, you know, we just had to be able to go out there and make the plays, you know, and get off the field and put our offense in a good situation. So our field position was a big thing today. And, you know, once we got field position and gave it to our offense, they handled it very well. So that's one of the things. You just have to keep rolling. You never know how you'll win, but good teams always find a way to. So that's what we have to continue to do.
Matt goes down before the game. Logan obviously gets hurt in the game. You guys have your share of injuries on your side of the ball, too. How important, because all that is getting the bye.
I mean, bye is a bye. You know, we still have another game to play, but, you know, that's reality. We, you know, with a win today, we have one, but so got to use it wisely. You know, we done had buys around here before, and it wasn't pretty. So, you know, it can be very helpful if you take care of business the right way. But at the same time, you know, we have one more game to play, and then we'll talk about the bye and how we want to approach the bye. But, you know, as of right now, this football team's still trying to get better. You know, and
hey, Vince.
Buffalo.
Hey, Vince. How do you feel after the win?
I feel awesome, Cal. Thank you.